Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Rani Vasishta, Vice President and General Manager for the Networking and Configurable Logic Division at Intel, on the line with us. Welcome to the program, Rani.
Hey, thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world, and good morning, Allison.
So, Rani, you lead the eASIC portfolio for us, along with other programmable solutions. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into this particular role at Intel.
Sure. It's quite a long story, but I'll keep it as short as it is interesting. So I actually graduated in electronic engineering and was very fascinated at that time by solid-state physics. So spent quite a bit of the early years of my career working in a wafer fab as a process engineer. And then I did some chip design engineering and various other forms of engineering before I moved into a marketing role. And the marketing role was initially to deploy existing technologies that were developed somewhere else in the company. And the company that I was working for was initially Motorola and then a company called LSI Logic. Very quickly, I started to wonder about how products were actually defined or planned for. And so had the opportunity to move into a strategic marketing role within, at that time, LSI Logic. And at that time, my marketing responsibilities were not just the strategy of product planning and how to create a voice for that product in the market, but it was also really working with engineering on what's feasible. And part of that learning, I started to understand much more about the challenges of custom logic. And what I mean by that is the custom logic domain, think of it as kind of different ends of the spectrum. ASICs, which are completely custom-built ASICs, and then FPGAs, which are chips that you can put in a system, and then you can reprogram that chip when it's in the system. It's a very fast time to market. Well, LSI Logic was very involved in custom ASICs, and what we were seeing was this cost of designing complex silicon chips was increasing dramatically. And if you were only designing that chip for one customer, one application within that customer, the ROI requirement on that custom engagement was starting to get beyond the capabilities of many. So I started to think about that problem, and while I was there, I directed some investments into certain companies to try and solve that problem. I actually then was approached by some venture capitalists who asked me if I could restart a company doing just that. So it was a perfect opportunity for me to, one, be in Silicon Valley, be involved in a startup, work in an entrepreneurial community that I hadn't had access to much, and then at the same time, solve a problem that I knew was existing. Make a long story short, that company was called eASIC. And after close to 15 years of taking that company from its early beginnings pre-revenue, we then sold the company to Intel, and that completion happened at the end of 2018. And that's what brought me into Intel. Whereas now what I'm doing at Intel is not just running the company, which is eASIC within Intel, but also within the programmable solutions group, be able to be responsible for all the networking business. So that's both wireline and wireless within Intel PSG.
That's fantastic. Now, earlier this year, we introduced a new product into that portfolio and placed it in a place that is more along the lines of a structured ASIC within the continuum you were just talking about, called Diamond Mesa. Tell me about that product and why this is an exciting entry from Intel in terms of the types of capabilities our customers are looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So the structured ASIC, if I just talk for a minute on what is structured ASIC, on that continuum that we just talked about, which is FPGA, on one side and then ASIC on the other, which is really, think of it as a custom logic continuum. Structured ASIC fits between those two elements. So a structured ASIC, as much of that structured ASIC is a base fabric that's been pre-designed that is utilized across many different customers and applications. The innovation of eASIC is really the ability to customize that pre-designed base fabric and pre-manufactured base fabric to be customized using just a few via layers, which are layers in the back end of the processing cycle. So eASIC has developed a few generations of this product, and each product took learning from the previous generations, both on the hardware, which is the silicon implementation, but also the design tools that enable that silicon implementation. What's unique about Diamond Mesa and what's so exciting about Diamond Mesa is that we've now been able to draw upon not just the previous generations of learning, but also the learning within an Intel environment. So that's both within Intel on being able to leverage some of the technology development that's already happened within Intel and bring that into the Diamond Mesa platform, but also leverage some of the customer learning that you can get access to as being part of Intel, and particularly some of those customer applications that are driving the innovation in Diamond Mesa, things like the 5G transformation that's happening worldwide today, both on the radio side, on the front haul gateway, on the baseband, so the complete end-to-end solution on 5G, but also in other areas of the Intel business as well, where we're able to take this kind of funnel of learning and really funnel it down and synthesize it down into the Diamond Mesa product.
When you look at how your customers have responded to structured ASICs, what is it that is the learning path for customers, and how do we work with customers to take advantage of this technology and, you know, dial it in for their specific needs for their infrastructure?
Yeah, so think of it as kind of two phases. One is the phase of the structured ASIC product definition itself, which is, you know, what speed do you want to run at? What power consumption do you want to have? What kind of IOs do you need on the base fabric to enable the performance and the standards that need to be met? The other is, what type of compute capability do you need on the chip? So there's a lot of customer learning that we have to filter through. And part of that learning, you start engaging with customers on a dialogue of what your next generation is going to be. Those customers then gravitate very quickly towards saying, hey, well, if only you could achieve this, this, or this. And when we can get to those threshold points, the customer becomes very attracted to the product itself. And so that's the second phase or part of the engagement, which is then the work with the customer to implement their design on the base product themselves. And that's where we have a lot of IP that we built up over time within eASIC on how to simplify the customer engagement with each customer so that it's not a heavy lift on every customer we engage in, because that's part of the value proposition, which is fast time to market. So if you look at some of the applications that we've talked about earlier, already today, we're starting to book customers in some of those early applications in the Diamond Mesa product because they have already provided their requirements into the Diamond Mesa product definition and helped shape some of this product for some of those end applications.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned that this Diamond Mesa product is aimed at network infrastructure that's advancing to deliver 5G capability. Where do you see the TEM industry in terms of 5G capable network infrastructure, and how is Intel partnering with them on delivering the right silicon foundation, whether it be a structured ASIC or FPGA or a Xeon processor, to the equation?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we see 5G everywhere, but under the hood, there's a lot of complexity to what 5G really means. It's not just a 3GPP standard that moves to the next generation of performance. you know, that's kind of what happened with 2G to 3G to 4G, but the usability of 5G and the use cases have expanded, or I would even say exploded dramatically, from smart factories to autonomous driving, connecting machine to machines, as well as enhanced mobile broadband. And underneath that, what Intel has to offer along that value chain of complete 5G solution is some of the transformational elements that are required. So what do I mean by some of those buzzwords? Let me take an example of a radio, what's called a 5G NR, which is a new radio. First, TEM wants to get a product to market fast. The quickest way to get a product into the market is to use FPGAs. And we've seen that customers leverage the FPGA reprogrammability to get their product into market and be able to say to the operators, we have a 5G radio. However, a radio has power requirements as well as performance requirements, as well as cost requirements. And so what Intel's able to offer then is a TEM customer a path to cost-reducing, power-reducing, feature-enhancing that radio as it goes through its product lifecycle. And that can be achieved by eASIC, structured ASIC. It can then be achieved also by Intel ASIC capability. Now, on the baseband side of the 5G network infrastructure, again, the same story. Getting to product to market fast can be achieved initially by FPGA. It can move to a combination then of ASIC and FPGA or eASIC. But additionally, Intel obviously has the capability of Xeon, where you can now, in the distribution of compute RAN or centralized RAN, can now offer a compute capability, so you can go to disaggregation from the hardware and the software.
Mm-hmm.
So these are multiple points of value where Intel has a solution. None of our competitors have that breadth of solution.
When you look at what's ahead in terms of our programmable solutions, what are you most excited about in terms of the business opportunity moving forward? And what's key in terms of working with the industry towards that vision?
Yeah, so as you can probably tell, what really excites me is the intersection of market requirements and technology that can meet those market requirements. And the requirements continuously evolve and change. And, you know, with the lead time that's involved in technology development, you want to kind of aim for where the puck is going rather than where it is today or where it's been. So if I take that and say what I find exciting is that 5G, as an example, is in the early phases of deployment today. There's a number of applications that have still yet to be fully explored and deployed, whether it be AI, autonomous driving, smart factories, remote learning, camera analytics. This is going to require a very broad product portfolio that involves both programmable offerings, the cost reduction and power reduction of programmable solutions, as well as software configurable solutions. And so being able to connect those dots of applications and product solutions is what really I find very exciting, because that train is never going to stop.
That's fantastic. Ronnie, thanks so much for being on the program today. I only have one more question for you, and that is, where can folks engage with your team and learn more about the solutions we're delivering in the marketplace, and also just find out more about Intel's larger data platform portfolio?
Yeah, so let me take the second question first. The data platform portfolio, I think, you know, you go to the intel.com website, you'll see a link that you can go to the broader data platforms portfolio. And what we really mean by the data platforms portfolio is the networking products group, the IoTG, and also the cloud and enterprise group. So these are three vertical application business units that are all housed within the data platforms group. And a lot of continuity and products extend across these different vertical groups. And then within the Intel PSG website, you'll find much more information about the products we talked about here, which is Diamond Mesa and the FPGA product line.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.